So Liv, the web girl, has been on the Joe and Alex show a couple of weeks. If you haven't seen her, by the way, go ahead and stalk her. I mean, just make sure you don't double tap anything. But Joe and Alex show on our actual Instagram, you can go do that right now and see what she looks like. But Liv, the web girl, you're kind of a basic bee. Yesterday you went to Starbucks and things got a little awkward. What happened?
Okay, so I was in Starbucks yesterday after the show, waiting in line to get my pumpkin spice latte, kind of like minding my own business. And then a woman came up to the man in front of me who was waiting as well. And the woman was someone who has just transitioned into from a male to a woman.
Uh-huh.
And so she was hitting on the man in front of me and kind of was hitting on him. And she asked him out. And so the man in front of me politely just denied. And then the woman walked away and he was still standing there waiting for his coffee. So then out of nowhere, the older woman behind me comes up to the man and starts telling him that he was rude and how dare him for denying the woman just because she was transgendered, and started to kind of like go off on him.
Whoa.
Just because he denied this woman who kind of has obviously just transitioned in from a man to a woman.
Did the guy say something like rude or offensive?
No, he like politely just denied. He politely denied
said, no
her
thanks.
And said that he was like, oh, no, thank you. Like, I'm not interested, but thank you. Like, and
yeah.
She was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. He was like, have a nice day. And then she walked away, sat back down at her laptop in the corner.
How
and
awkward.
Then this woman,
you're in the middle of this?
I was trying to mind my own business, and this was happening all in front of me. It was so uncomfortable. I was just standing there in the crossfires.
That's why you go to the drive-thru. Let me just show
yeah.
you right there.
Lesson
right
learned. Through. Lesson learned. But so I thought... It was weird. I thought the entire thing for the woman to just come up and like butt into like their business.
Right.
But
so this chick that was behind you, what she thought that guy
was
saying
being
no.
rude because he was saying no to someone who was transgendered. So
she thought it was like what, transphobic for him
yeah,
to say
so
no thanks?
Yeah, so that's what I want to know. Like, is it rude or transphobic for a straight man to deny someone who is transgendered?
Wow, this is so interesting, Liv.
What do you think?
Okay, so...
And by the way, 317-239-1009. We definitely want to hear what you would do in your opinion on this. And God forbid you were Liv the web girl situation. But Alex, what do you think?
It's interesting that this happened to Liv because I've seen a lot of conversation about this actual topic on Twitter lately because I follow Blair White, who is a transgender female on YouTube. She's super famous. I follow her on Twitter. And she got into a Twitter war with another transgender girl from YouTube named Riley Dennis, and they're both super famous on YouTube talking about like transgender issues and stuff. And Riley said, if you say no to going out with someone who is transgender, then you're being transphobic. And I don't know, I guess, yeah, that's the best word for it. Like, she made it seem like as bad as like being racist or something like that, like just because someone's transgender. Like, if you're a straight man and it's someone that is transitioned into a female ask you out or whatever, you shouldn't deny them. That's being transphobic is what Riley said. And Blair and her got into a very public feud. This was a big deal because Blair said that is absolutely not the case. You're attracted to what you're attracted to. That's completely unfair to expect someone if they're straight to want to date someone that's transgender. And I would agree. I don't think there's anything wrong. I think of course it's terrible to be rude and be like, gross, no way. Like, you shouldn't do that to anybody, whether they're transgender or not.
But if it's a situation where it's like for example, I came and hit on you, like, hey, you like, hey, thanks, like, I'm not interested, it doesn't mean like I could be whatever. It's just you're just not interested in dating me or going out with me.
Yeah, I think it goes into there's two different subjects here. Number one, should you be able to say no thanks just because someone is transgender, you're not interested? Yes. I don't think you should be rude about it, of course, just as if it was another straight person asking a straight person out. If you're uninterested, you don't need to be mean or rude, you just say no thank you. So I think that goes both ways. But I do think also when it comes to sexual relations, which is another subject that Blair and Riley got into on Twitter recently, is if you're about to sleep with someone and they're transgender and you don't know, I think that you do need to disclose that information before you sleep with them. And that's what Blair said. She said, as a transgender person, if I'm about to have sex with someone, I absolutely tell them, hey, by the way, I am transgender. Is that okay with you? If not, we don't have to have sex. And Riley's opinion was, as a transgender person, no, I'm just going to pull my pants down and you just need to accept it, is basically what she said. So I disagree with that too. I think you got to do full disclosure. Just like, you know, I was talking to somebody and they were a war veteran and they were missing a leg. And before we went out, he said, hey, before we go out, would it be weird for you or would you be uncomfortable with the fact that I only have one leg?
I
think you need to disclose those anything like that before you are sexually intimate. I do think you need to disclose things, but as far as denying someone, I don't think that's transphobic. No,
I don't think it's transphobic either. But all that other stuff, I'm not too sure about there. Like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't care. Like, if I was dating somebody, they didn't if they had a leg or not. Like, if it was, you know, artificial or not. Like, whatever.
Right. Well, and that was my reaction.
Let's get this thing out of the way.
That was my reaction. But if I was talking to a guy and he revealed to me that he was transgender, personally, I'm not interested in dating someone that's transgender. I'm not I'm not into it. So, like, I don't think that's wrong. Just like I'm not into blondes. I've always been into brunettes. You can't help what you're attracted to. You know what I mean? That's my opinion.